Tuesday afternoon, we'd like to see the title of healing in Gospel Luke chapter 8, verses 40 through 56. For online course students, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, the studied Luke chapter 8, verses 40 through 56, is similar or same to Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26, and Mark chapter 5, verses 21 through 43. How do you call this? What does this mean? The question one, today to study the chapters 8, verses 40 through 56, is the similar to Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26, and Mark Gospel, Mark chapter 5, verse 21 through 43. How do you call this in a similar gospel? What does this mean? The second question, in verse 46, but Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me. Why did Jesus say, somebody touched me? Before the multitude. The question to you, in verse 46, but Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceive the power going out from me. Why did Jesus say, somebody touched me? The last question, in verse 56, and her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened. Why did Jesus ask them to tell no one what had happened? Simply, do not tell this miraculous healing of a dead girl. So today, we see two events. Number one, a girl restored to life. A little girl, a 12 years old girl, restored to life. Dead healing. Number two, a woman who suffered hemorrhage or bleeding, the issue of a blood for 20 years was healed. You know, two miraculous healing events. Verse 40, so it was when Jesus returned that multitude welcomed him. Here, multitude welcomed Jesus. Here, you know, probably Capernaum. In the Bible, we can see Jesus' main place of his ministry at that time was Capernaum. So Capernaum city, they were Jesus' disciples, or you know, those people that welcomed Jesus. But the other area, they didn't welcome, you know, Jesus, especially Jesus' home country. You know, home country people, you know, did not, you know, welcome, you know, Jesus. But here, welcomed Jesus, for they were all waiting for him. They are waiting for Jesus, you know, their main, you know, ministry, in a place. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. At that time, each town had one synagogue, but synagogue ruler was respected by a community, because every Saturday, the Jewish people had a worship service, listening to the Bible. So the ruler of the synagogue, which meaning the charger over worship temple, you know, like that. So that's why, you know, he was often honored by the community. But here, he fell down at Jesus' feet. At that time, Jesus was treated as a rabbi by majority people. So majority people did not believe in Jesus as the Messiah, as the prophet in the Old Testament prophesied. So, but here, the ruler of the synagogue fell down at Jesus. But another gospel said, the ruler worshipped Jesus. Worshipped. So, fell down, which means Jesus was treated as a master. So, here, Jairus treated as a servant. So, here we can see the Jairus' face, the humble face. So, then begged him to come his house. Why? Because he had an only daughter. Only daughter meaning he has only one child, but only one daughter, about 12 years of age. So simply 12 years old. For example, Mark Gospel chapter 5 verse 23 say, my little daughter. But another gospel say, my little daughter, here 12 years of age daughter. So, but you know, similar or same, you know, content. So was wrote down, you know, by here the Lucas or Luke, but the other gospel, you know, written by, you know, Mark or Matthew. That's called theological term, synoptic gospel. Synoptic meaning same or similar point of view over good news. Gospel means good news. So that's why Luke chapter 8 verse 40 through 56 is similar to Matthew chapter 9 verse 18 through 26 and Mark chapter 5 verse 21 through 43 is called as a synoptic gospel. So Matthew, Mark, Luke all together we are called as a synoptic gospels. So then the four gospels including John, so entire Bible book themselves we call gospels too. But as he went and multitude thronged him, meaning many people pushed Jesus without intention. Thronged meaning without, you know, intention, without, you know, specific intention, just thronged him because there are many people. So they were no room. There was no room. That's why many people, you know, pushed Jesus. Now a woman having a flow of blood or an issue of blood for 12 years. That kind of disease is called as hemorrhage. So her blood wasn't to stop it. So continually bleeding. So which meaning she was dying. Who had spent all her livelihood for 12 years, she spent her life for 12 years to see doctors on physicians and could not be healed by any. So any physicians could not heal her. So she's still bleeding. Came from behind and touched the border of his garment. So basically she touched the edge of Jesus' garment or Jesus' coat. Then immediately her flow of blood stopped, which meaning her illness is cured completely, is cured, is healed. Her illness was gone. You know, she was healed completely from, you know, her illness. Then Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Why, you know, Jesus, you know, asked, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitude of throngs and pressure you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" That's meaning your question is absurd, you know, not reasonable, because many people pushed you. Now, how come you asked who touched me? But Jesus said, somebody touched me. So somebody touched it intentionally, Jesus Christ. But in order to touch Jesus Christ, somebody touched it to him. For I perceived or I felt, power going out from me. So Jesus felt power going out from me, or virtue going out from Jesus. Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people, all the people. So basically, she showed up by herself before all the people who were seeing her. The reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. So she explained why I touched you. So then is how she was healed. Basically, she gave a testimony before all the people. Then Jesus said, verse 48, Jesus said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer," or "be of comfort. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Right here, Jesus gave a lesson to her. Your faith has made you well. So God wants to heal you spiritually or physically if you lack faith, because the lack of faith kept you from Jesus' healing. So here, because of her faith, promote her to be healed. So that's a lesson. So your faith make you healed. So this lesson given to her, why Jesus asked who touched me, because Jesus want to give a lesson to her. Your faith made you healed. Number two, the lesson given to the people, the multitude who are seeing, who were seeing her healing. Number three, Jesus wants the lesson to Jairus indirectly. Jairus 2, here, verse 49. While Jesus was still speaking, which means Jesus still giving lesson, someone came from the ruler of a synagogue's house, which meaning Jairus' servant, come saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." Someone coming to saying to Jairus said, "Jairus, your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher," meaning do not trouble Jesus. Because Jairus' daughter was already dead, so do not make her ask Jesus to come here to heal her. So like that. Then, but when Jesus heard it, Jesus answered him, saying, "Do not be afraid." So Jesus answered Jairus, saying, "Do not be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well." So basically, Jairus, if you only believe, she will be alive from illness, from death. When he came into the house of Jairus, Jesus permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, John, and God's parents. Right here is we can see, so ministry had in a certain order, only allow, James, Peter, John, so not other Jesus disciples. So based upon what types of ministry, so we can work, for example, Tagalog ministry. So only Christian is allowed to minister in Tagalog, not allowed in other Spanish, the staff, like that. So here, Peter, James, John, parents are allowed to heal the daughter. Now all wept and mourned for her, Why? Because they thought she was dead. But Jesus said, do not weep, she's not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead. So basically, dead meaning the separation between spirit and body. That's called, you know, death. Verse 54, Jesus said, Jesus put them all outside, took her by the hand. Actually, you know, she was in a physical death, but then called, saying, little girl, arise. Jesus talked to little girl who was a physical death as if she's alive. So Mark chapter 5 verse 41 said, Talitha kumai. Talitha kumai means, you know, little girl, you know, arise. You know, so that word, you know, used that, you know, Aramaic word was used in Mark 2, but the same content. John chapter 11 verses 43, basically Jesus asked Lazarus, who was dead in the tomb, as if he is alive. And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when Jesus had said this thing, Jesus cried with loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus was buried in the tomb, but Jesus cried out with loud voice, Lazarus, 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 come forth from the tomb. So as if Lazarus is alive. Why, you know, Jesus made Lazarus alive? Because here Jesus said, in order to them, the people, in order that the people believe that God sent Jesus. So in order to believe, Jesus is the Messiah whom God sent. So that's why, you know, Jesus made the Lazarus alive. Here, you know, that's the same reason. Then her spirit returned. Right here, that her spirit returned into her physical body. So Bible says, the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you know, verses 1 through 5 says, for we know that if our earthly house, this tent, which meaning earthly house, this tent, the physical body, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Which meaning, if you die physically, you spread immediately into the heavens. That is into the building from God. So that is, you know, our new body into the building from God mentioned there. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. We want to go into the heaven as early as possible. Now, if indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. So we are actually separate. So my separate and your separate right now in the physical body, you know, earthly tent. But the earthly tent might be ill or is aging, is gets old. So earthly our tent or physical body could not operate well. So that moment we are dead, physically dead. The spirit will leave from physical body immediately into the building from God, into the heaven. For we are in this tent grown, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, which meaning my spirit, you know, to be, you know, naked, meaning not into the building from God, but further clothed, you know, into the building from God, mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now, he who has prepared us, Jesus who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit as a guarantee towards in physical body. So when we die physically, our the Spirit immediately into the building from God or into the heavens. So there is dead, you know, clothed our, you know, Spirit. So right here, the little girl was a physical death, which meaning little girl physical body was separated with her Spirit. Now her Spirit returned into her physical body. She arose immediately, and Jesus commanded that she be given something to eat, because the physical body needs physical food. And her parents were astonished or were frightened, but Jesus charged them, the Jairus and Jairus' wife, do not tell anybody what happened. Do not tell. Why? Because Jesus doesn't want premature to tell people. So premature time to be crucified for the people. So Jesus want to be crucified as a lamb, took Savior to salvation to the people in God's time. That's why, you know, Jesus charged them, parents, do not tell, you know, anybody. Also, premature attempt Jesus Christ as the Messiah to establish His kingdom in the first coming. In the first coming, Jesus was not, you know, intended to establish His kingdom. First coming, Jesus want to die, you know, on the cross and the resurrection to give, you know, salvation track, you know, to the people. But in the second coming, Jesus will establish, you know, new kingdom. That region, Jesus asked her parents to not tell, you know, anybody, because not knowing, you know, earlier, Jesus Christ could be crucified, you know, on the cross. Let's see, you know, each question. Question 1, the study, Luke chapter 8, verse 40 through 56, is similar to Matthew chapter 9, verses 18 through 26. And 2, Mark chapter 5, verse 21 through 43. How do you call this gospel? It's called Synoptic Gospels. What does this mean? Synoptic meaning sin, common, optic, view. So common view. In common view over Luke, Matthew, and Mark, those gospels are called synoptic gospels. Question 2. In verse 46, but Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceived the power going out from me. Why did Jesus say somebody touched me? Because Jesus want to give a lesson to the woman who suffered hemorrhage for 12 years. Number 2, to the people, the multitude who saw the woman's healed. The last one, Jesus want to give a lesson to Jairus. Lesson about what? Lesson about the faith give healing. So without faith, no healing. the last question in verse 56, and her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened. Why did Jesus ask them to tell no one what had happened? Because Jesus doesn't want in a premature time or premature attempt to establish his kingdom during away in a Roman government. Let's just sing song all together. Next song, page 11, number 8.